Frederick Douglass Park is a well-loved community space in the Martindale-Brightwood neighborhood. A place for gatherings, parties, sports. A safe place. Now, a $20 million investment will transform the 100-year-old family center. It will be four times as big as the current building that served residents for generations. Donnell Howard is a pastor at Hovey Street Church of Christ in the Hillside neighborhood just south of the park. Howard leads a summer program for boys at the center. He refers to a mural on a wall that will soon be torn down.
One of my favorite things to do with children when we come to this gym is to stop and ask them about the picture on the wall.
It's a portrait of Frederick Douglass. Born enslaved, he became a prominent activist, author, and abolitionist leader. He's the namesake of the park, but for years, people called the park only by his last name, Douglass Park. Now, community leaders in the city emphasize the importance of using his full name to underline his work for equity. At an event in the park to announce the $20 million city-funded renovation last summer, State Senator Jean Brough paraphrased a famous Frederick Douglass speech. She emphasized that his words reflect the importance of this investment.
To ensure that justice is not denied, that poverty is eradicated, and that no one in this city is made to feel oppressed.
Some in this neighborhood have felt oppressed. The city built interstates through the community in the 1970s. Residents and businesses moved out, homes sat vacant, infrastructure crumbled, schools struggled. Residents advocated for this park investment for years. Historically, funds were hard to come by, and work behind the scenes to secure them was championed by resident Frankie Cassell. Everyone interviewed for the story gave her credit for beating the drum of park restoration, including Phyllis Banks.
You know, she has been in it to win it from day one. She's worked endlessly and tirelessly to make sure that this park is updated. And unfortunately, she's no longer with us.
Banks leads One Voice, a nonprofit group in the neighborhood. She says Cassell knew the importance of preserving the community space. She valued the park as a place for family, a place to stay active with friends, a safe place for youth to grow. Cassell passed last year. Banks said she would be pleased with plans.
Revitalizing the park will help to revitalize the people. It's nothing like getting a new pair of shoes or a new outfit. You feel better, you know, you do better.
The new Frederick Douglass Park Family Center will include a gym, community room, stage, kitchen, studios, playground, and shelters. Planned efforts will increase wraparound services, summer youth programs, and senior fitness classes. Longtime resident Ethel McFarland frequents those classes. She worked with Cassell through the Friends of Douglass Park community group that rallied for revitalization.
We truly have struggled, and we are going to continue to struggle, but it shouldn't be so much of a struggle anymore, now should it? Because we paid our dues.
The next struggle could be gentrification. When investment increases property values and higher property taxes, the people who can't afford to pay more are often older residents on fixed incomes, like McFarland. She worries residents are at risk of displacement.
Like right now, we're going through a thing of making sure we've got everybody in the right place at the right time, because we don't want anybody coming around trying to say, well, this wasn't in place or that wasn't in place.
Work to protect affordable housing stock, increase low-income options, and help residents repair homes is in place, but more investment is needed. Pastor Howard agrees.
There's a proverb that says, whatever you do for me, if you don't do it with me, you actually do it to me.
Construction on the new building starts this summer. I'm Jill Sheridan, WFYI News.